White, Mary, Battle Creek, Michigan, November 4th, 1889. Dear daughter Mary, we are near the close of our meeting, and I am not at all sorry. I think all need rest. I know Willie does, and must have it. The meeting has moved off very pleasantly. There has been more independence of thought expressed, but no bad results, and I am thankful. Subjects have been brought up which have required considerable thought. Some came from the South, advising a resolution to be passed by the conference for the advising of the Southern Sabbath keepers to refrain from labor on Sunday. This advice might be given in a private way with some individuals, but to let such impressions go out to our enemies will be a sad mistake. I spoke to the people Sabbath, both forenoon and afternoon, with great power and freedom. The matter will be put in print ere long, or as soon as possible. I have been out to nearly all morning meetings, have not attended two. The Lord has blessed me much with a spirit of supplication at this meeting for the endowment of the Holy Spirit. We want that living faith that will take God at His word. I have had scarcely any time to talk with Willie during this meeting, but I hope he writes to you. I fear he does not, unless it is in the meeting. We trust that this meeting will be a blessing to the work everywhere. We do not cease to pray for you, my dear child, and the goodness and mercy of God is so clear and distinct to me that every time I pray, it seems as though the Savior had you in His own arms and that you were reposing there. I have faith in your case. I do believe that the Lord has heard prayer in your behalf and that He will work for your good and His own name's glory. He has said, "Ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." John 15, verse 7. "Whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." Matthew 21, verse 22. I know that stormy times are before us, and we must know how to trust, how to lay hold on the source of our strength. The Lord is good to those that trust in Him, and they shall not be overcome. I think of the words of the prophet in your case. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, who is the health of my countenance and my God." Psalm 43, verse 5. Mary, repose in God. Wait patiently for the Lord. He will be to you a present help in every time of need. The Lord is good. Praise His holy name. God loves to have us trust Him, loves to have us have confidence in His promises. Only believe, and we shall see the workings of God. I feel so grateful to God for His blessing of health and strength and clearness of perception. Certainly, this is of God. I think of you and your precious little ones, and my heart goes out to you. I would much love to be with you, but this cannot be. I read in the papers November 3rd of deep snow at Colorado Springs and at Denver and other places. We have had no snow but a plentiful rain. The weather has been foggy ever since we came home. Yesterday it was cool but real pleasant. We visited Elder Littlejohn. He has sold out, and we tried to get him to think he could go to California, but he has not decided what he will do. I hope he will make the right move and go somewhere that he will connect with the work, for he is an able man. I want to see him all clear and free in the Lord. I hope you are all enjoying the best of health. I fear that the cold snowstorms may not be the best thing for you, but the Lord, who tempers the wind to the shorn lamb, will not leave you without His grace and blessing. Love to all members of the family, and Brother and Sister Olson, and all the dear ones. Mother. A little present from Mother. X.